Alright, what is step 5 in selling a property fast? Step 5 is building your buyer's database. Okay, why is this important? I've learned this concept from one of my mentors, Roger Salam. First time I heard it, and to me, that was then revolutionary. But on hindsight, it's really very simple. And the concept is like this. It is easier to find a house for a buyer than a buyer for a house. Again, let me repeat that because this is very important. It is easier to find a house for a buyer than a buyer for a house. Alright? And he mentioned this concept at the time in which the market, you know, the real estate market was collapsing. And so, you know, when the real estate market in the US collapsed, yes, I lost money because I have properties that I bought at a price that I thought had a discount. I mean, for example, one of the deals that I have acquired, the value of this property is closer to $450,000, or at least at the time that I bought it, okay? And I bought the property for $250,000. So I thought, wow, I'm getting a very big discount here, right? Well, wrong, okay? The reason why is by the time I buy the house and finish the renovation with it, the value of the house went down to $300,000, okay? So from $450,000 down to $300,000, just like that in a few months, okay? And the problem was, even though I bought the house for $250,000, I put in around $35,000 worth of renovation, and by the time the house sits on the market for a long time, therefore, you know, really, it was a, you know, it was a losing proposition, bottom line. So, but had I done the opposite tactic first, which is look for a house for a buyer, okay, so get a buyer lined up first, know exactly what the buyer is looking for, and then look for the right property that fits his or her needs, then there won't be any holding cost. In fact, you know, even if I buy the property for a price that is, you know, close to market value, but as long as there is some discount and I, you know, there is some spread in there, then I will still get paid and get paid handsomely for that, you know, for putting in that effort. So, it is easier to find a house for a buyer than a buyer for a house. Therefore, you need to be building your buyer's database on an ongoing basis, on a daily basis, in fact. Okay, you need to put out marketing out there, even if you don't have a house for sale yet. Okay, so now let's go to the basics here. There are 4 types of buyers. Okay, as far as how I buy and sell houses are concerned, the first type of buyer are the end buyers. These are buyers that usually 99% of real estate agents cater to. Okay, all right. So these are the buyers that 99% of real estate agents cater to. Number 2, tenant buyers. Tenant buyers are buyers who want to live in the home, okay, just like end buyers are, but they cannot qualify for a loan, okay? That's why they would want to do a rent to own, okay? That's what I mean by tenant buyers. Third types of buyers are the renovators slash builders slash developers, okay? These are buyers who want to buy a house on the cheap and then fix it and then resell it for top retail price. Okay, they're also called retailers. And then lastly, you have landlords. Landlords are obviously people who buy a house and then they might fix it up and then they rent it out. Okay, those are landlords. Now, these buyers have different needs and things that they value. Okay, so, you know, an end buyer... To an end buyer, you know, it is most often the case, it is important for the end buyer for the house to be perfect, in perfect condition. That is, the house is in move-in condition, all right? Whereas for a renovator, you know, the worse the house is, the better for the renovator because the renovator can buy it cheaper, okay? So it doesn't matter what the condition of the house is as long as it's cheap enough for the renovator to buy. Okay, so just to give you an idea, so each buyer will have different demands, values, and things that they want on a property. Okay, now, one of the things that beginning investors make, one of the one of the mistakes that they make is that when they hear buyers call them, they become so enamored, you know, they become so excited, and they become overly accommodating and show the house to every buyer that they call. That's wrong. You need to pre-qualify your buyers first, okay? And there are two things that would pre-qualify your buyer, especially if we're talking about end buyers. So end buyers are people who want to live in the home. They want that to be their home. They want that house to be their home, okay? So to qualify them is quite easy. You ask them, have you lined up your loan with a bank? Or if you're listening to this and you're in the Philippines, you know, have you approached Pag-ibig for financing? You know, Pag-ibig is a financing source for a lot of buyers in the Philippines, okay? And you can ask them, you know, if they haven't qualified for a loan yet, you know, you can offer to help them talk to a banker so that the banker can pre-qualify them first. You need to know how much down payment do they have, okay? So then, only people who are qualified already or pre-qualified, those are the ones you will talk with and spend the most time with. Those are the ones you will show the house to, okay? If you have to show the house, like, you know, several people at a time or one person at a time, you have to ensure that these people are pre-qualified first before you waste your time and their time, okay? Then ask them, what do they need? What property type are they looking for? Are they looking for a single family home? You know, lot and house? Are they looking for a town home? Are they looking for an apartment style? Are they looking for a condominium in a high-rise building? What exactly are they looking for? What location? Okay, what's the size? How many square meters? If you're listening and you're in the U.S., how many square feet? Okay, and then, you know, what type of financing do they have? Do they have the cash to buy the house, spot cash? Or do they need you to finance the house first? You know, like they're interested in doing rent to own, in which case you have to finance. You have to provide in-house financing. And then lastly, you know, have they qualified for bank financing? Do they think they will qualify for bank financing? Okay. What's the source of their, you know, what's their income right now? Or what's their job rights right now? So if they're OFWs, overseas Filipino worker, are they seafarers? Or are they expats? You know, they live in the U.S., but their family is probably in the Philippines. You know, so it's very good to understand who your buyers are and what exactly are they looking for. I mean, for example, if they're overseas workers, you know, are they buying the house as an investment? You know, maybe they already have a house that they're living in right now. Okay, so therefore, the average rents in that particular market is important to them, but you know, the type of house that they will be looking for and what areas will be very different if they're looking for a home, you know, a house that they want to live in. Okay, so these types of questions are important in order for you to pre-qualify your buyers, or in order for you to understand what your buyers are looking for. And if in case you don't have a house that fits their needs, then now you can look for a house that, you know, that they will want or that they will like. Okay, and by doing that, you will not have to pay any holding cost on a house ever once you have a buyer's database built first, and then all you need to do is look for a house that fits their needs.